Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking beef demand with Glenn Tonzer in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
That's the voice of Hall of Fame broadcaster Ron Hayes, who's been bringing farm and ranch news to Oklahomans for over 40 years. And now, you can come and meet Ron in person at the Ron Hayes Howdy Neighbor Tour, which begins Tuesday, October 17th at P&K Equipment in Enid. P&K will feature all the latest John Deere equipment with tractor demonstrations, Gator RVs, and much more. You've heard Ron on the radio. Now come meet him in person, October 17th at P&K Equipment in Enid. See you there.
There's a couple of ways that beef is sold to consumers in this country. First is food service, primarily restaurants. And then there's grocery stores or retail. And Dr. Glenn Tonzer of Kansas State University has worked on measuring beef demand domestically through retail or through grocery stores. Started that work this last year, has continued it here in 2017. And he says he's discovered that beef demand is looking really good at the retail level or through grocery stores in one particular region of the country, the Northeast.
Yeah, exactly. And even the different eating habits in the Northeast versus the Midwest here, for example. So what Dr. Schroeder and I did when we built these is we split the country into 4 regions. So we have a West, a South, a Midwest, and a Northeast. Very intuitive, really, you know, unique names for the regions here in the country. And all 4 regions are up here early in 2017, but the Northeast is the strongest of the 4. And I highlight that because that is the same region that may not have the same cultural background and the connection to production like we have largely here in the Midwest. And frankly, I think that's a really good thing. I think here in the Midwest, we have a connection to the meat and we're used to eating it. I suspect that'll be a more persistent, you know, stable base going forward. If you have a region like the Northeast where you don't have maybe that same historical connection to production, and yet it is the region leading the way, that's a good sign. You know, we've had some overall unemployment numbers come down across the country. You know, the employment situation in the Northeast in aggregate is good. There's actually more talk about job mobility in the Northeast. Aggregate that up, maybe folks in the Northeast are even more comfortable with their economic standing and they're paying up for beef more than elsewhere in the country. So I'm speculating a little bit on why the Northeast might be the main region of the demand strength. But what I hope listeners take from that is it's no longer sufficient just to talk about U.S. beef, right? We have beef sold in many different products to different people through different channels. And the more fine-tuned we can measure that, the better we can allocate, not just check off resources, which is important as why the study was done, but more generally to help producers understand who it is that most values the product. And therefore, you can cater those needs and add the most value to the cutout, which adds value to fed cattle and feeder cattle.
So it's all about fine-tuning what we know regarding beef demand. More information on beef demand, as Dr. Tonzer says, is a good thing. Learning where beef demand is strongest in various regions of the country and knowing which cuts of beef the consumers are most interested in, very important as well. And we mentioned yesterday at the retail level, at the grocery store level, consumers buy more than just ground beef. They're also interested in loin cuts.
You know, there is strong demand for ground beef in this country. I fully concur with that. But it's not only ground beef that's been paying the bill on the demand front. We also had some loin strength, which is very good.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer talking about the work that he's been doing on behalf of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff, identifying domestic beef demand at the retail or grocery store level. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The first annual Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association meeting is happening on October 28th at 6 o'clock at the Historic Chain Ranch in Canton. It's a membership kickoff with the election of officers and a big barbecue plan for everyone. Independent producers must have a voice in today's production setting, and this is everyone's opportunity to organize and protect your business from outside sources. Call Andy Hutchinson at 580-886-5149. That's 580-886-5149 for more info.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.